Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Letterkenny University Hospital's ED is under significant pressure as a record number of people presented over the past day. Planning permission has been granted for a major housing development in Letterkenny. The plaza in front of Ungreen and Theatre in Letterkenny is to be named in honour of the late councillor Desi Larkin. And the 88 eviction notices served in Donegal during a 3-month period last year underlines the need for the government to reverse its decision to end the eviction ban, according to Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin. Those stories do follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. First news, a record number of people have presented at the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital over the past day. Due to significant pressures facing the ED, people are urged to only attend if absolutely necessary. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Seltha says a record 194 patients attended the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital in the past 24 hours, and the high number of people who need to be admitted for ongoing treatment means there is pressure on bed availability. This, they say, is resulting in significant delays being experienced by patients in the emergency department who are waiting for a bed to become available. The hospital is also treating 10 patients with COVID-19 and 4 with influenza A. All available beds in the hospital are in use, they say, and every effort is being made to discharge patients who are ready to go home in order to free up more. People are being asked to only attend the emergency department at the hospital if it's an emergency situation, and to use their GP or out-of-hours service in the first instance, if at all possible.
Planning permission has been granted for 90 houses in Letterkenny. The development in Glencar is expected to get underway in the coming months. Donna Marie Doherty reports.
Donegal County Council has given the go-ahead for a major housing development in Letterkenny. Planning permission was granted to developer PJ McDermott for the construction of 82 dwellings and 2 apartment blocks, each consisting of 8 apartments at Glencar Irish and Glencar Scotch. The project will also see the delivery of a creche, associated site works, including a vehicular entrance, landscaped open spaces and planted boundary buffers, as well as connections to public services to include associated storm attenuation and rerouting of existing water. Remains. Permissions have been given subject to 34 conditions, one being that the properties must be used for the purposes of holiday homes.
The plaza in front of Ungreen and Theatre in Letterkenny is to be named in honour of the late councillor Desi Larkin, who passed away 4 years ago this week. Letterkenny Milford Municipal District today unanimously agreed the move. It was proposed by Councillor Kevin Bradley, who says no one deserves the honour more.
Putting tribute to Desi Larkin, had done a lot for the town and a lot for that theatre. He was a part of the management and one thing or another on that theatre, and he was a former mayor of the town. It's a putting tribute, it'll be great for the family, the plaza named after him.
A lot of the work actually that's being done and planned for the plaza in the coming months, Desi Larkin as mayor was talking about it over 10 years ago.
Desi Larkin's been campaigning for that for a long, long time, and it'll be great for him, great to get it named after him.
No surprise that this has been a unanimous decision by council this afternoon. It was quite clear right from the time you tabled that motion, everyone was going to back it.
Right from the very start, everybody was there to back it, 100% behind it, wasn't there only for him.
Well, much of the work planned for the plaza in the coming months was foreshadowed by Councillor Desi Larkin when he was mayor in 2012. At that point, he called for discussions on how best to use it.
The theatre is an iconic building on the Port Road. It sets the agenda for what I believe could be that regeneration of some of the buildings within the area itself. It lends itself well with the Regional Cultural Centre and that whole aspect of a kind of a cultural community. And I do believe the plaza at the front isn't utilised to the best use that it could be, Donal, and I've seen some innovation brought to this with theatres actually in England, where they've created a kind of a park space within that that can be taken away or rolled away. Maybe it could be roofed and used for a community basis, and also increasing the capacity of the theatre itself. So I think that it's an area that we're not utilising fully, and I'd like to bring the most appropriate people together to look at it and see what can be done.
That a consultation you expect to start shortly?
Absolutely. I suppose when you take anything this forward, you already have done levels of consultation, and I've spoken to people about that and what I think could go on there myself. So what I want to do is get people from the arts community, from the community themselves, and indeed from the council executive to take a look at it and see what could come up with regards to practical design, but at the same time looking at some innovation and use that space for the greater good of the town. As you know, I'm trying to push the whole Wi-Fi Letterkenny aspect. So if people were congregating here in a very positive way to utilise maybe a Wi-Fi zone and to also see different types of performances during the summer, you've opened itself to Christmas markets, opens itself to so many things on a space that I believe could engage the rest of the Port Road in a very positive way.
Gardaí are appealing for information in connection with the abandoning of a car at the main entrance of Letterkenny University Hospital after it was set alight in the early hours of Saturday morning. The Toyota Vitz was set on fire shortly after 2 a.m. Meanwhile, Gardaí are keen to speak to a lone man seen in the White Hill area of Manor Cunningham at midnight on Friday last at around the time a car was set on fire. The Jeep was parked at a house at the time. Garda Grainne Doherty is urging anyone with information relating to either incident to come forward.
This incident happened in the White Hill area of Manor Cunningham, happened on the morning of Friday the 10th of March, shortly after midnight. So a Jeep had been parked up at a yard at a house in that area. It was set alight. So we appeal for dash cam footage again from anybody who may have travelled in that area in the early hours of Friday morning past, shortly after midnight. We are particularly interested in any sightings of a man, a lone male, who was on foot in that area around that time. If anybody can assist in any way with this appeal, contact Gardaí in Letterkenny.
Now, investigations ongoing into an incident on the grounds of Letterkenny University Hospital.
Quite a similar type of incident, actually. So this criminal damage incident happened in the early hours of Saturday, the 11th of March. So between 2:05 a.m. and 2:10 a.m. So a car, it was a red Toyota Vitz at partial registration number 12D61. This car had been, it's just set alight and abandoned. It was abandoned on the hospital grounds, quite near where the main entrance to the hospital is. We appeal to anybody who may have witnessed the incident, you know, who may have witnessed the vehicle being set alight. So if anybody has any information in relation to that or dash cam footage that they believe might assist us, contact us in Letterkenny on 9167 100.
Latest figures released by the Residential Tenancies Board, which revealed that 88 eviction notices were served in Donegal during a 3-month period last year, underlines the need for the government to reverse its decision to end the eviction ban. That's according to Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, who says there is a profound housing emergency in the county with a lack of urgency from government to address it. He says the de facto block issue in the county is compounding the housing crisis.
Whenever a landlord tells a family, you know, that they wish to sell the house and they give them notice, even though it might be months of notice, they're just struggling to find another home. There just isn't that availability of properties in Donegal. And the reason why is that for years we stopped building social housing in Donegal due to government policy, and affordable housing pushed thousands of families into private rental. And now you can't find somewhere to rent in Donegal, and if you can, it's hugely expensive. So we have a real crisis here. It's not just in Dublin and Cork. It's all across the country in terms of families who can't find a place to stay.
In terms of the county council, in the long term, obviously, you want to see more money go to the county council. You want to see more money go to the housing association so they can ramp up the building. And we know how many complications there are in Donegal as a result of defective blocks. With that in mind, you believe something special is needed, particularly in Donegal, as well as nationally?
Absolutely, Donal. We have a perfect storm in Donegal. We have the same problems with housing as you're seeing across the country. But when you throw defective blocks on top of it, it's an impossible challenge for the council. So you need a special intervention from government. I mean, there's vacant houses, thousands of vacant homes all across Donegal that could be deployed in many instances. There are houses that the council can purchase with families in situ. So you purchase it from the person who wants to sell that property. There's lots of things can be done, but I don't get a sense of emergency from the government, and that's what we're facing. Any public representative you speak to in Donegal will tell you we have a profound housing emergency in this county.
Well, Deputy McLaughlin's party, Sinn Féin, has called on backbench Fianna Fáil and Green Party TDs to consider voting with the motion to extend the eviction ban until next January. The party has formally submitted the motion, which will be debated in the Dáil next Tuesday. Some Green Party TDs have expressed concerns over the lifting of the ban at the end of this month. Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, Owen O'Brien, has called for TDs who oppose the lifting of the ban to vote with the motion.
Those independent TDs who ordinarily vote with the government and those Fianna Fáil and Green Party backbenchers who know this is the wrong decision need to support our motion. The greatest number of people who vote for this motion will put the maximum level of pressure on government to turn course.
The DUP is not expected to change its stance on the Windsor framework despite the US President's planned visit to Belfast. President Joe Biden will be in the north next month to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. The visit will include a trip south of the border with stop-offs expected in Dublin and at the President's ancestral home in Ballina, County Mayo. Alison Morris from the Belfast Telegraph doesn't believe the high-profile visit will encourage the DUP to return to power sharing.
There's not going to be an assembly up and running by the anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, and probably quite purposely the DUP. Some of those members of the DUP were never in favour of the Good Friday Agreement anyway. They don't want to be seen to prop up anything that's going to, you know, give publicity value to Sinn Féin or their political rivals. So they're likely to say they're still considering the Windsor framework and drag that out at least until after that commemoration.
Investigations are continuing after a pedestrian was struck by a car in Letterkenny on Thursday night last. The pedestrian was taken to hospital for treatment to injuries sustained in the collision at around 11 p.m. close to the Dry Arch roundabout. Gardaí say they are anxious to speak to any witnesses or anyone who has dashcam footage. A major social housing project in Castlefin faces further delays. The delivery of 34 units by Housing Association Habentag was due to be completed by the end of 2022. However, Donegal County Council has confirmed that the cost of the development is above what was approved. A revised application is now required to be submitted to the department. The Cathaoirleach of the Lyffordston Orla Municipal District, Councillor Patrick McGuigan, says the pressure must remain on to ensure the delivery of the much-needed housing.
This project got approval some time ago. What's happened now, because obviously the price increases in materials and everything else and overheads, it's not possible now to deliver this massive scheme. These could be 5 million or something and plus, and it's not possible to deliver this scheme now on the same figures that were agreed before. Obviously, they had the right back now to the department for asking for an increase in the budget. Unfortunately, now the department is looking for quite a bit of more information. Now, saying that, the council has promised me that they will give this project a quick turnaround and give it back up to the department. But Habitech, the site that's in it in Castlefin, is a site that's sort of an unfinished estate. So it brings a great benefit, not just to provide urgently needed houses in the whole Castlefin Fun Valley area. It also helps tidy up that whole estate, this unfinished estate. It'll help with sewage problems in the area, and it'll also help with the road and the footpath. These are things now, and I would have been one of the ones pushed that site maybe way back 10 years ago or more. Has been a site that's been unfinished and sort of had pushed the Habitech committee and the local committee and CPA to go for that site as opposed to other sites, because it had plan at the time and it had some limited services. And this is a way of trying to fix up all these other services. So, as I say, it will help the Castlefin area in a lot of ways, but obviously the present crisis at the moment is to provide houses.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Beat your personal best with new trainers from Asics, Brooks and New Balance. Or gear up for the gym with activewear from Under Armour and Adidas.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with horse racing on its day one at the Cheltenham Festival, and there was a fairy tale ending to the career of Honeysuckle this afternoon. The Rachel Blackmore mount won the Mayor's Hurdle on the opening day of the Cheltenham Festival for trainer Henry de Bromhead. Earlier, odds on favoured Constitution Hill claimed the champion hurdle. That was the feature race of the day. The Nico de Brownville mount, trained by Nicky Henderson, romped home ahead of 72-shot Stateman. 60-61 outsider Zana Heer was third for trainer Gordon Elliott. And Wally Mullins won a fifth Arkle in 9 years, while with favoured El Fabiolo coming home 5.5 lengths ahead of John Bond. And Corrick Rambler made it back-to-back wins in the Ultima Handicap chase for jockey Derek Fox and trainer Lucinda Russell. And the 92-shot Marine Nationale sprung a surprise in the opening race of the day, winning the Supreme Novices Hurdle. In Gaelic Games news, that last year's Women's Footballer of the Year, Niamh McLaughlin, looks set for a switch to the AFLW. The Donegal star is set to sign for the Gold Coast Suns. The Irish Examiner say the Queensland side were one of several clubs interested in the Mavill native. Niamh collected her first All-Star in November after guiding Donegal to the league final and the All-Ireland semi-final. The signing means it's the second year in a row that the Player of the Year will move to Australia after Vicky Wall joined North Melbourne last season. The AFLW sign and trade period ends early next month, and with the season to begin in August. In soccer, FIFA is abandoning its plan to have groups of three at the next World Cup. Instead, the 48 teams that qualify for the 2026 tournament will be split into 12 groups of four. World Football's governing body will rubber stamp the change at their council meeting in Rwanda today. And Real Madrid boss Carlo Ancelotti says Karim Benzema is 100% fit for tomorrow night's Champions League meeting with Liverpool. The French striker sat out their game at the weekend over Espanyol with an ankle injury. Benzema will be fit, but Real will be without David Alaba due to a thigh injury. Meanwhile, Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola has told midfielder Kevin De Bruyne to go back to basics to rediscover his form. The Belgian playmaker has been on the bench for three of City's last seven matches. They take on RB Leipzig in the Champions League last 16 tie tonight, with the score level at 1-1. Guardiola wants De Bruyne to make a difference in the game.
What I would like is spend many times to him to go to the easy principles, do it well. He has an incredible ability to make an assist, to score goals and see passes like, you know, anyone else. But always I believe they will increase and will get better when the simple things that don't lose the ball.
Kick-off at the Etihad tonight is at 8 o'clock, and at the same time, Inter take a 1-0 lead into their second leg away to Porto. In the Championship tonight, Middlesbrough can close the gap on the Championship's automatic promotion places to a single point tonight. Michael Carrick said they play Stoke in one of six games in the Championship tonight. And there's one game in the Irish League Premiership this evening, Glentoran there at home to Ballymena United. In some other news, Aaron Ramsey has been confirmed as the new captain of Wales. The Nice midfielder replaces Gareth Bale, who retired from football in January. Tottenham defender Ben Davis takes up the role as vice-captain. And a 24-year-old man who racially abused Brentford striker Ivan Toney online last October has been banned from every football stadium in the UK for 3 years. Antonio O'Neill has been handed a 4-month prison sentence, suspended for 2 years. The banning order prevents Neil from travelling abroad to watch international friendlies, qualification matches and tournaments. And in rugby, finally for this evening, the Ireland women's team, they make the switch from white to navy shorts. Captain Nicola Friday will wear the shorts for the first time during tomorrow's Six Nations launch. The tournament starts a week on Saturday with Ireland starting against Wales at the Cardiff Arms Park. And Connacht, they have signed Ireland sevens player Andrew Smith. The 22-year-old was on the Emerging Ireland tour of South Africa last year and is a former Ireland under 20 international. That's your sport. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, a Stanish yellow weather warning has been issued for Donegal. Met Éireann is forecasting lying snow and freezing temperatures from 6 o'clock this evening until 12 noon tomorrow. Some disruption may be caused on the roads, with a warning for icy roads and paths. A warning's been issued to learner drivers to remind them to not drive unaccompanied. An average of 16 provisional licence holders a day receive penalty points for not being accompanied by a qualified motorist. Garda Grainne Doherty is also reminding learner drivers that they are not permitted to drive in Northern Ireland.
You're only covered to drive on a learner permit in the jurisdiction from which that permit was issued. Somebody residing in Donegal, their permit was issued here in Letterkenny or in Donegal. That won't cover them outside that jurisdiction.
And finally, Donegal County Council's award-winning thatch repair grant scheme has opened for applications. In its fifth year, the scheme assists the owners and occupiers of thatched dwellings and businesses with their maintenance and repair. This year's grant scheme consists of two strands. Stream Run will provide advice and funding for small-scale thatch repairs up to €3,000, while Stream 2 will provide support for one large-scale thatching project up to a value of €15,000, where the historic thatch building contributes to landscape character, history, culture or tourism. The closing date for applications is 12 noon on Friday, April the 21st. Weather now cold and breezy with showers clearing, leaving a dry and fine evening. Dry tonight with clear spells, allowing frost and ice to develop overnight. Cold with lowest temperatures of -3 to 0 degrees, with light and variable winds. The closing headlines this evening. A record number of people have presented at the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital over the past day. Due to significant pressures facing the ED, people are urged to only attend if absolutely necessary. A major housing development in Letterkenny has been given the go-ahead. The development in Glencar is expected to get underway in the coming months. The plaza in front of Angrenan Theatre in Letterkenny is to be named in honour of the late councillor Desi Larkin, who passed away 4 years ago this week. The Letterkenny Milford Municipal District unanimously agreed the move earlier today. And latest figures released by the Residential Tenancies Board, which revealed that 88 eviction notices were served in Donegal during a three-month period last year, underlines the need for the government to reverse its decision to end the eviction ban. That's according to Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, who says there's a profound housing emergency in the county with a lack of urgency from government to address it. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, March 14th. The death has occurred in Hutton, Essex, England, of Mary Fallon, Neil Brown, formerly of Cronalochy, Crossroads, Killigordon. Funeral took place in Essex, England, today. Memorial Mass will be celebrated in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon, on Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. The Mass will be streamed live on the St Patrick's Church Crossroad Killigordon YouTube channel. The death has taken place of Drew McCrabb, Mondewy Lower, Manor Cunningham. Drew's remains will repose at his late residence this evening from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. and from 12 noon until 10 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral Mass from there Thursday morning at 10:15 a.m. going to St Columba's Church, Drumahill, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Eamon Burns, the Haw, Lifford. His remains are reposing at the home of his brother Martin, the Haw Lane, Lifford, from 6 p.m. this evening. Funeral Mass from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. going to St Columba's Church, Donnyloop, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Sarah Brown, Ní Vaughan, 8 Foyle Vale, Strabane, and formerly of 107 Lower Main Street and Butcher Street, Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 9:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the Sacred Heart Cemetery, Derry Road, Strabane. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Sister Berkmans, Nora Duhan, St Michael's Loretto Convent, Navan Meave, and late of Derry Connor, County Donegal. Reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, with removal to St Eunan's Cathedral for prayers at 5:30 p.m. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 a.m, followed by burial in Newlech Cemetery. The funeral mass may be viewed on the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Eric Byrne, Roxborough, Kilcar. His remains are reposing at his late residence with wake until 10 p.m. nightly. Eric's funeral will take place in St. Cartha's Church, Kilcar, on Thursday at 12 noon with burial afterward in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. House private, please, to family and close friends on the morning of the funeral. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.